Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Good Show, episode 14. This is your part to talk.
I'm not supposed to do this, you're supposed to do the intro, man.
Yeah, basically, what's happened is that we've just come back from Asus ROG, and Trance set the studio up. In an hour, I did it before 8 o'clock, didn't you, Trance?
Yeah.
What, 7:30?
And we lack all the lights are messed up. But the only good thing we can tell you is that Newman and Hellspawn have lost a lot of weight. And unfortunately, they need nose jobs.
It looks good on camera. How are you doing, Hellspawn?
Yeah, I'm good.
You guys got very similar noses, now that we think about it.
You do have similar noses.
They have similar noses. What is this?
Well, we're here to bring
the SmackDown talk of this show.
Oh, the mic's not working. Yeah. The mic's not working.
Yeah,
Apollo's mic is down. You can hear Apollo. No mic sound from Apollo and WebEx.
Well, I trust in the community over Trance.
Working now.
That well, I can't be heard.
Are they not working? Oh, it's working now. Oh, Trance, are you muting on purpose?
Trance is trying to mute
Trance him. Muted him on purpose.
He destroyed our intro because Trance is jealous that he can't sit here with us. That's fine with me. One day he'll get promoted from one chair to the next. Maybe one day he'll make the main desk.
So is a producer like a you're a commentator and then you're an observer?
Producer is a failed observer. All right. So he tried out to be a commentator, fell down into observer category, and then had to
fall back on pressing
buttons. Go on, he's muted. Is he muted? You've really pissed Trance off today, Apollo.
Dude, I'm sure NBC is going to appreciate this next time he runs into you. He's going to be like, what'd you say on the show again?
He's going to be like, I'm one level above somebody.
Yeah.
Trance is like, well.
All right. He does do a good
you're
Steve Bonnell
impression.
You're
in a spunky mood, Apollo.
That's because it's the first time I've been on this show.
No.
Well, no, yes. We've had you up in the cage before.
Yeah, but I've been on the stairs, but that's because I've never been invited.
Release
like I
pole.
Tweeted.
Dude, you never want to come on this show.
I've never been asked to be on this show.
Yeah.
You liars! Yeah. You have not heard. Do you know what? I sit in my bedroom and I tell my opinion to myself on the crap that you get wrong.
You sit up there and be like,
well, I think it should be this one.
Yeah, because I listen.
But
I listen
no
to the show.
No,
I listen to the show. I sit there and watch it. I might as well be down here. And instead of voicing the opinion to the thousands of people watching, I sit there and look in the mirror and go, they're wrong.
Well, at least you've got a really good co-agreeer, because all WebAs will do after you make a point is say, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
So at least your point will get backed up over there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be reinforced really well, so the points that I make will be twice as strong. So I'm looking forward to today's show.
Sounds good.
Yeah. People are saying you're getting treated like the Richard Hammond of the studio.
You're the one that looks like the Richard Hammonds.
No, I'm James May
actually,
right now.
I think he cut his hair recently.
Don't know what's going on. All right. Yeah, so guys, welcome to The Good Show, episode 14. It's powered by Asus. We just come back from Asus ROG. We're all very tired. The lighting's not properly done. I actually looked fantastic off camera today. You can't tell. This is a horrible color. Zoe picked this out. Not good. It's a horrible color, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's like safari color.
It's the same color as that Dawn of War poster right behind you.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. I don't know.
What did we learn about things well on same colors, Apollo?
Not good.
And yeah, and we're back. We just did an event. Everyone's really tired. Trance is really moody.
I'm tired, man.
No Trance jokes, Apollo. And Semler hasn't wrote a show. Semler's tired. Let's see what we're actually going to do.
There is the news thread up in the Good Studio Reddit.
Oh my god. We need to start paying. Yay, the Good Fred.
It's quite a bit.
Ooh. Alright, cool. Yeah, we can go over some of this. We have some opinions. Maybe we...
Quite a bit of shit went down, actually. I mean, I'm sure you want to talk about QuakeCon.
Yeah, well, I didn't even see QuakeCon. I think people in chat will be able to tell me, like...
More.
Do
Bridge to Rail.
Yeah,
QuakeCon. I'm doing pop-out chat. Hold on a minute. chat is popping out. Let's first get the Asus ROG out of the way since Apollo's here. I'm sure he's got important business to attend. Okay, guys, I'm here for the long run, Trent. You be careful. All right, guys. This weekend was the Asus ROG tournament. It was in Helsinki, Finland. $30,000 prize money, and some people were there. They did some commentary, but really importantly, Tasia from Team Liquid won.
Yep.
And he was very happy. Took home $13,000. MC came second, and 4GG came third. Two foreigners made it into the top eight, and they were sort of from Western Wolves, although he looks like he's been courted by SK Gaming. Mm-hmm. And the other member in the top eight was... I'm going to say Titan.
No. That was the last game of day two. Top eight was Mana.
Mana! Yeah. Good job, Saturday. Mana.
On the ball.
Sort of actually took Titan out. That was the last series of the day on Saturday, or Friday.
Where's my pop-out chat? There it is!
Yeah.
And, and basically we produced the event, and it was all right, wasn't it? Wasn't bad. What did you guys think of it? Chat feedback on the tournament? I'm waiting, because there's a slight delay on stream.
SK, sort of.
It was good. It was horrible. Commentary was awesome. It was amazing. It was good. Yeah, it just goes to show the big LAN event tournament, piece of piss. People actually did say at the beginning, I'm not sure what's going to happen, because if the good studio do it properly, they're just going to be arrogant twats, because I get that vibe from them. So why not be arrogant twats? We're amazing, and we did stuff. I don't know. It was fun, like, but, you know, we had a small team. We had the right people in the right place, and it was all right. Yeah. Hmm. There were mum jokes. Zoe was there. Overall, I'd say the people that worked for Asus ROG probably did the best job for a first event ever in esports LAN tournament, and they're going to go a long ways, and they're all probably very well-endowed men that are available to contact for booty calls. Yeah.
Sounds good.
You guys are so fucking quiet. Why am I doing all the talking?
What? You're on the front desk. You're meant to be asking questions.
You're meant to come on the show.
I watch this show a lot. And usually, Hellspawn and Newman are relatively quiet as well, and they wait for direction because they have no idea which way.
And then Hellspawn goes on and on.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay. So let's go. Like, so, what did you make then over there in the corner of the event, Hellspawn and Newman?
Well, Newman always comes up with kind of a general response for everything, so it's quite good.
And then
and I have to rant on and on.
Yeah, it's good.
And then that's why you get directed by Apollo sitting on the stairs that says, "Told you that Observer was freaking good." And Hellspawn's like, oh.
"No, I can't do the Hellspawn rant.
Give us can't a do it.
God, Jesus,
it's impossible,
Christ,
man.
You're in production. You played the rant about it.
I was in production. It was fun. People loved my music. It was all good.
Damn straight.
Samra did some good interviews.
Damn straight.
To be honest, I prefer you than Hellspawn anyway. No, you're joking. If you're watching Hellspawn, Hellspawn is actually away on holiday right now.
No, he's watching... who is he watching?
He's actually not watching. He's watching EG versus Quantic. Game.
Yeah, EG versus Quantic right now.
He's defense.
He's a loyal guy.
Holiday.
Yeah. And, and it was... There we go. That was Asus ROG.
Yeah.
It's really hard to recap your own fucking tournament. But basically, the players loved it. It was like best of five. They enjoyed that. The conditions were good. My mum was there. That was good. Martin Kane, the masseuse. Everybody on stream, A Production, Trance, McCormick, Adebisi, Nicholas, Oscar, Jack were awesome. Zoe did good interviews. Samla did good interviews. We hosted. And yeah. It was fine, and Webpass basically did all the stream too by yourself with Caldo and Wolf.
Yeah.
So
there is something.
That's quite nice.
There is something that I have to clear up. All right. You don't know, James, how many tweets, how many people on Reddit threads that said, Apollo the traitor, he's going to Korea for OGN League of Legends.
What?
Yeah.
What?
People tweeted me that. They were like, why? You're leaving? Really? League of Legends? No, that is not true, and you've now been successfully trolled by Too Good.
Did people actually believe you? It was your last StarCraft II event?
Yeah, a couple of people. I actually had an email from a very sad fan.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Imagine if he just toxed himself after sending that email.
He was like,
pills and was like, life's not worth living without Apollo casting StarCraft II.
So what his email said, and I doubt he's watching, because it did seem like... If he followed properly to all the stuff I did, then he would have realized a tweet I made anyway. But his email was very sad, actually. It was like, I watched the Aces Republic Gamers, and I really love your tutorials, and I really love all your work, and I'm really sad, Apollo, I'm really sad that you're leaving, but I will follow you in League of Legends. I will play too, and I will learn if you make more tutorials, and continue to help me out.
I will learn as well.
It's nice your dad sent that email.
I know. and then I replied, and I said, dude, just what's it feel like to be trolled by Tugan? I'm actually staying. And he was like, oh, that makes me feel so much better.
I like the way that you must read it completely different to
him. Oh, it's actually completely wrong.
Yeah. Like, he's not your fan anymore.
Oh, no. Really dramatic.
He's probably watching and be like, Apollo, you totally just ripped me off. That's nothing.
Well, now I'm
there. At least you didn't call him out.
Do you know what it actually said?
It's like a little Apollo voodoo doll.
It actually said, God damn it, I'm glad you're going to OGN. Can't wait for you to leave this scene. And I replied that way.
Well, the thing is with me as well, because I only do little things in StarCraft 2 that people don't get used to me. And then, you know, so every time I come back on stage and if there's like 30 to 40,000 people, everything I say, they're not sure sometimes a percent how to take it. But because I don't like doing hosting. I'm bored of it.
Where are people spamming Call the Fan?
Okay, spamming Call the Fan because he's talking about the fan.
He's talking about his fan. So we got to call the fan.
The lighting in here is fucked, mate. I look dead. Like literally,
yeah, you do. That's because you need to get some sun, mate. Like, yeah. You're a pale Brit.
That's but
oh fuck, trans, don't, because that hurts.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it good enough?
No, turn it down a little bit.
Fuck it.
Down a little bit.
Can you move my mic?
That light is actually trans taking his shirt off, and that's his skin reflecting.
Feels like
James's
we need less
face.
Light for this cam, because yep. Now it seems like it's all right.
See you, mate.
Why are you standing up?
What are you?
You're just leaving.
What are you doing, Webbus? You can't leave.
Webbus, we're back. Hellspawn never leaves.
Were you? Guys, I think.
Hellspawn never just leaves.
Guys.
No, but I have to.
Since when? You have to.
Why are you leaving?
You can't
why
just
are you
leave
leaving?
Us alone with
when
him.
You ask Webbus why he's leaving, he's like, "I'll come back." Why are you leaving? I'll come back. It's like that's not a question. It's not an answer. Hey, Apollo, I think you're a bit of a twat, by the way.
What have we done now?
Well, you probably know that email from the fan was fucking wet.
He's like, got it done.
Now Apollo, you're really
he's
upset.
Right now going to find Trance's printer, is printing off the email. This is actually what I said.
Yeah. I see him in the band curled up crying.
Like Webbus pretended to be a good Dota 2 commentator just so he could work in the studio and be closer to you. Oh my god, he didn't fool us.
That was kind of weird the way he left, I'm not going to lie.
Alright, well, I don't know where the fuck Webbus is gone. Okay, so let's get into some of the news. We can start going into what's happened. Aces ROG was good. I'm sure Live on 3 will give us a better review than we did. But thanks, guys, for everybody that tuned in. No. Hopefully, you felt that we did a good job and represented what you feel is something that you've helped create here at the Good Studio and the opportunity that you know now arises that we'll probably be able to do more. So we do a little talk at the end of the show today and talk about, like, kind of do a half meeting because the show won't be too long without any real content and everyone very tired. So the first thing to talk about is Jinro retires.
Yeah.
Team Liquid's Jinro over in Korea has finally retired. One of the first players that made a big name for himself out when he was in the GSL. A lot of people have been kind of, you know, looking at his gameplay and in terms of, you know, he hasn't really been performing. I don't know what reasons that he gave. I didn't read the article, but we do have obviously Apollo here from StarCraft 2 who will know all the answers because he knows everything. So Apollo, tell us a little bit about Jinro retirement.
Well, Jinro's retirement is a sad day for a lot of people. He's the only foreigner to reach the semifinals twice in a row at the GSL. But I think it was very expected from a lot of people within the community. He's not been performing well and hasn't for a very long time. He's tried to pick himself up from the bottom And I think the biggest thing is that when you were a winning player, which he was, he won an MLG, he was top, you know, four twice at GSL, it's actually very difficult to come to, in reality, to be like, no, you're actually a bad player now. You don't qualify for anything. You don't win anything. He doesn't enjoy playing the game either. So I think actually his retirement was a good move from him, and will probably, you know, make him more happy in his real life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. He's going over to poker or something like that full time now.
Oh, really?
He used to be a very good poker player. Like, he used to play limits of 2-4, which is $2, $4 blinds, which means you sit in with $400. And he was swinging, you know, like $5,000 a day or whatever. So, you know, that's pretty good stakes. He was making good money. It's just the question is, a lot of questions that people don't really understand is, can he go back to play the same poker, same level? Because if not, then, you know, where does Jimuro go next?
All right. Good questions. We have, of course, here at The Good Studio, no real answers. Then we need to also ask you the question, what happens to the GSTL with Team Liquid when missing Jinro? Did they have a full lineup before?
Yeah, I mean, they only really need one member on that Tasia, right?
I think the minimum is five.
Like Hero, Tasia.
I think the minimum is five players, which they have. Yeah. But, I mean, it depends on who stays in Korea. Jinro's actually going to stay in Korea. He can act as a coach if he wants to. In the GSTL for Team Liquid. But I don't know. I mean, who's there right now? Heypro, TLO, Hero, Tasia, Jinro. Rhett isn't going there anytime Rhett soon. Neither is...
Rhett's in Netherlands now.
Neither is Noni. No. I don't know. They may not play next time.
Okay. Next in news for StarCraft 2. We should talk about it. Crank has left the Slayer's house and has left the team and is looking for a foreign team. Jessica, always involved. Apollo, come on, StarCraft 2, let's put you to good use.
What? Wow, you want just, is this like the good Apollo opinion on StarCraft 2?
Yeah. Well, it's all very dangerous for your career to be here, by the way, because this is a very controversial show.
This is like a test of my commitment to StarCraft. It's like, does he actually follow the scene? Crank and Jessica. I read the thread a little bit. That's probably my extent of knowledge. Is that Crank, alongside other players in Slayers, are not happy with how it's run. Apparently the way that things were said is that he left the house because he was ill. And then Jessica was, felt betrayed because he was asking about foreign teams while he was outside the house without actually speaking to them directly about it. Which, if true, I guess makes sense, right? I guess nobody would like that to happen for one of their players to go behind the back, because he was advertising that he wants a team while on Slayers on his stream quite regularly. He changed his Twitter ID. He's still contracted to Slayers.
It sounds like the same sort of situation as MMA is in, to be honest, except that he went public with it.
Yeah.
What is that's the thing, though. We don't really know what's going to be the next step for them as far as... Is he just going to be relegated to Team B and forced to stay on as far as the contract is concerned?
He's left. He's gone.
He's gone. That's it.
Yeah. Well, maybe not officially, but he's pretty much gone from what he was saying. Mm-hmm. He's not going back there. He's not invited back there. Not on those kind of terms. So I guess his hunt for a foreign team will continue.
Do you reckon he'll get picked up?
Probably. He's a good player. I would be surprised if he was teamless for so long. I mean, he probably may start off teamless, just like Sleep did eventually. You remember Sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Semler and James? Is it Sleep left Slayers? And then was hunting for a team for a long time. He eventually went to Check 6, so I expect that Crank will eventually find somebody.
All right.
Well, it seems like the Slayers, the ex-Slayers members don't have too much trouble finding teams, after all.
So. Yeah.
What else have we got? What's next on the list, Jay?
We're going to do WCS Korea.
Oh, yeah, the pay-per-view event.
Was it pay-per-view?
Essentially, they had it in 240p, was it? Yeah, it was 240p. You couldn't even read the supply. Like,
because someone put a link up saying best quality yet. And I was like, that can't be true because Trance did the best quality. Apparently, that is what you saw on GOM TV on the pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
As we can all see.
But it was advertised as free, but you got 240p, and if you wanted to actually get the 720p, you had to pay $15.
For just a WCS single event.
Is it because it's...
Only the WCS are paid for?
Yeah, it's the only WCS, but is it actually linked? Is it because it's linked with GOM that you have to have a GOM pass, watch you watch Code S with and stuff, possibly, to watch WCS?
I'm not sure. Mainly,
I wouldn't think that those would be related, though.
But the thing is, there is a different department out in Asia for Blizzard. Mm-hmm. So within Europe, Mark Olberts has been like, hey, this is what we want, make it happen, and here's blah, blah, blah. Which is blah, 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 is money. Yeah. Instead of Blizzard.
Wouldn't it be like GOM saying, well, yeah, sure, we'll do your event if it's on our player so they can get people to pay?
No, because most of the contractors get the say of how they're going to broadcast it. Mm. WCS pick the company and then they normally allow them to do it their way. But then Blizzard will always make sure that standards are a certain quality. But it's very weird to have a pay-per-view event just in Korea compared to all the other WCSs.
I think Mr. Che knew that this was bad, and he actually offered like a $5 coupon. I remember Caldo talking about it today. He was like, well, if you want to watch it in HD, you can get the $5 coupon or whatever, which still means you have to pay for it. I'm like a subscriber to GOM because I watch all their VODs and stuff, so it didn't affect me.
It didn't affect you. So no. with the pass, the season pass, you can still watch the WCS in HD.
Yeah.
Huh. And Hellspawn?
Didn't watch it.
Newman.
I was on the ferry.
Couldn't watch it. You're on the ferry.
But I haven't checked on to like
wanted to watch it though.
Completely confirm everything is I haven't looked back at the VODs because I watched everything live. I don't know if the VODs are taken away, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked actually today because I didn't watch the Gummy Hill game. I looked at the VOD section and it was there to watch, but I don't know if it was, just game one, and game two and three taken away.
What the hell is that?
Someone sent me a voice message. Yeah. Esports Daily. I think it's probably like some sort of bot and we've got a virus now on our main PC.
Nice.
So wait.
Good job, mate.
Okay. So, other stuff in StarCraft 2. We're very tired today, but we won't use that as an excuse, and we're going to get excited for all the rest of the pieces of news. other shit, as our community called it. Shem joins Eclipsia, leaves Team Dignitas. That's the second time he's left Team Dignitas.
Yeah, but this time mid-contract as well.
Yeah, didn't he just sign for them?
Is it a big loss for Team Dignitas?
He played a lot of WoW. And technically as Newman. I mean, not Diablo 3, sorry. As Newman, I'll make this call Hellspawn. He played a lot of Diablo 3. Wasn't really into StarCraft as much. Wanted a lot more from his contract than Dignitas were willing to offer. Because he wasn't playing as much. He wasn't the same kind of guy he used to be. And I guess they just didn't have an agreement in terms. And it actually came as a surprise to me. When I was working at the Asus ROG, and I saw the red there, I'm like, wow, I didn't expect that. Okay. And, he's going to Eclipsia. Chasing the dream.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Naniware has left Quantic. That's the other piece of news here. And people are rumored that he's interested in rejoining Team Dignitas, which I think Odie is one of the best managers to probably work with Naniware, because Odie's very on the ball in terms of cares about all the players, and I think that would be a nice motivating factor for Naniware. But leaving Quantic, any reasons why, you think?
Did he talk about it on Real Talk, or...?
Yeah, I think he said that he had like a bit of a disagreement with Sase, how they grew apart together, and that forced the, they didn't want to live with each other anymore, basically, and he was hoping to rebuild relationships. That's the number one thing. And then, of course, because they both live in StarTel, he didn't want to be there, didn't want to live with him anymore, so he returned back. And, well, he did, Naniwa in his Real Talk did talk very highly of Odie a couple of times in a row, and I've heard rumors that he may be looking to join Dignitas again, but that's, once again, behind the wall of Apollo's eyes, if he can make an agreement.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the
fuck? Apparently, big news in, an ex-member of Team Dignitas, D. Apollo, met a fan today in Subway, and apparently the fan messaged on Twitter that... he talked to the Apollo, and he was really nervous, and Apollo actually... replied to him saying, "You were so boring." We can bring that up on my screen.
This is good.
What is this?
Alright, it's a troll account story.
Is there a story behind this?
Alright, that fucking guy that stole my Twitter account. Okay, that guy.
I know who it is.
Oh, it's not even
me.
I know who it is.
Dude, go to his Twitter page.
Oh my god.
He's been acting with me for weeks.
Oh my god.
I know who it is. I know who it is. I know who it is.
You know who it is.
I'm not gonna say. But I know it is.
Is this script?
No.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I know who it is.
You're lying. What the fuck?
Well, you're unlucky because you did something like 2 weeks ago, so you won't know. I can tell you all after, but I won't tell it on the show.
Fucking evil mastermind weapon.
I won't tell it on the show.
Okay, so
no, but you would know if you... Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, that guy's about to get ripped down by the Twitter law guys because I've already filed for
impersonation. So basically...
So you might as well just tell because he's going to be ripped off soon anyway.
Basically, Apollo... used
I don't
to want have to
call out anyone.
Apollo's,
just call
Apollo,
down.
Apollo's account... Bring up my screen. Bring up my screen. Yeah. Apollo's account used to be D Apollo Lee. And then apparently he took advice from Liquid Nazgul.
He's a fucking good guy.
Who is a fucking good guy. And said to Apollo, you should change your Twitter. What did he say to you?
He said, well, I think it's time to change. And I kind of agree with him. I've been a long time.
How does Liquid Nazgul go around the... He doesn't just go around the industry going, think you need to change your Twitter. Like, why would... Like, why would he ask you to change your Twitter or
because
recommend
it? Because everyone wants me to change it. It's not just him that's told me. It's like MLG told me, DreamHack told me, like, Ed Fanta told me, like, when are you going to change that Twitter? Why do you have 1337? How old are you? And I'm like, well, everything else was taken, so I don't know. I just haven't bothered to change it. And then eventually I was like,
and then,
yeah.
So the day that Apollo changed it.
No, the funny thing is, it's a story behind it, and you will end the story, Wepaz, to tell us who it is. But
yeah,
you will. But okay. So the way it happened is the day I decided to change it, I'm like, all right, what can I do? D Apollo taken, Apollo taken, Fall Apollo taken. So I'm like, oh, all right, Apollo SC2 not taken. Great, done it, changed. Within, no joke, within 5 minutes, I'm already getting tweeted from that guy that took D Apollo 1337 saying, hey, you're fake, I'm real. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this me? And the funny thing is that he has the same background, he has the same wallpaper, he has the same profile picture, he has the same description, and was tweeting as me because that day I was meant to cast TSL, and he was there tweeting to the 5 followers that he now had, saying, looking forward to casting TSL 4 tonight, casting alongside Chill, gonna be great. And I was like, what?
I can give you a hint to...
Go on.
A group of person there, well... If you wouldn't have left the Skype group of our moderators, you would know who it is.
It's a moderator?
Yeah, no it's one way. Of our moderators.
It's one of our moderators. Oh, I like the plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
Let's go into Skype. Let's go into chat.
Are you in that Skype chat?
Who is
one of these guys is getting called.
People are saying...
Yeah, Semler and Apollo
people
left.
People are saying
so.
It's Dern.
Is it Dern? Who is it? Which one of them?
Survey girl.
Some people are about to lose
Survey
their job.
Girl.
No?
Someone's
no,
losing no. their job at this good studio. You volunteers, we don't want you.
Our best moderator.
As long as you pay $5 and a moderator, so you're a subscriber, maybe I'll consider you being okay. If you're not a subscriber and you stole my Twitter ID, then the Twitter police is coming.
Basically, right, we have this chat channel on Skype for all the people that are volunteers and stuff and work. And basically, Apollo is such a diva, such an arrogant. He was like, I'm above these people. Why do I have to sit in Skype with them? They make me feel worse as a gamer when I play StarCraft 2. So he just left the channel, right? And then Semler did the same. And then
I'm here.
And then he rejoined. he knew shit was going to get...
Yeah, but wait. Because I use Skype a lot, and I really, 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 really hate it if I'm in a commune of people in a lobby, and I have that orange Skype in the bottom left.
Well,
I really hate it because
can you turn the notifications
Skype,
off?
No, because I have other people message me.
Yeah, but for that channel,
you can
you
turn
just...
off notifications.
No, but even
yeah, but
when,
can't
even,
you just do it for that channel only?
I'm like OCD. If I load up my Skype and there's a Twitter, I mean, if there is a Skype channel that people are talking in, I have to scroll to the bottom to get rid of the orange bar. The orange thing, but maybe I'll consider rejoining if I can get rid of that stuff. until that's done, I even left the Dignitas Twitch support channel because it was pissing me off that people kept going up to the top of my Skype. It has to be clean.
Has to be clean. OCD Apollo.
Yeah, you should see my desktop.
Really, is it clean?
Two icons.
Yeah. I get annoyed at those kind of things.
You and I.
The thing is, I have a little star of all my StarCraft clients. It's like SC2NA, SC2EU, SC2SEA. It's
not like a triangle. Paul.
And then the recycle bins in the middle, just in case I get pissed off at one server. It's completely clean on how it should be.
Oh, God.
Well, so we figured out who it was.
So was it Survey Girl or Dern? It was Dern. Dern, you motherfucker.
Was it Dern?
Yeah.
He wrote about it earlier in the Skype chat. I was
really?
Like,
he was like, stole Paul's Twitter account.
No, he wrote and like,
let me have a look at all this
stuff. Some guy tweeted at me that he met Apollo today at Subway. So I tweeted at him and said, you're boring. Something like that.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Do you know what the real funny thing is? What has he wrote? He's wrote so much. There's so much stuff. He's like tweeting a Caldor saying like, what did he say to Caldor? He said, are you jealous at the Asus ROG?
Darren Master Troll.
But there was a back end to that. He did say Tilo's with me. So it wasn't what you guys at the studio are thinking. There's been a lot. Casting with Follow Grubby was a blast. Goodbye Trance, going to miss you, love you and Too Good so much.
I didn't notice that. I was like...
Yeah, it wasn't me. And the funny thing is, by doing nothing, through all the YouTube videos I have, through all the other YouTube content, videos, educational stuff, I always on the old videos say, you know, that's me, goodbye, see you later, signing off, follow me on Twitter, Diapol1337. So if people watch old VODs, they go back, and he's already got 50 followers. He's nailing it. He's probably got more than Semler already.
50 more, in fact. But, yeah, but unfortunately, follow, if you do want to punish Dern, he actually does a lot of good work, and so we might just
I will kind of brush it under the carpet. I know Dern does a lot of hard work. If it was someone like Foolis or some other subscriber or then they'd be in trouble, you know. So Dern, be careful, Twitter are onto you. I'm not even kidding. Yes, because I didn't know who it was. I thought it was just like
Dern's got a Twitter, it's @followDern.
There you go, you can follow that one instead of the fake Apollo. Because I even had to upload a picture of my passport just to get the Twitter police on it. Because
really?
I emailed them because I was freaking out. It's kind of weird that someone would do that. So I sent an email to Twitter saying, hey, someone's copying me, pretending to be me.
Really?
And they emailed back saying, all right, we'll look into it, but to prove you're the actual real one, we'll need you to upload your passport or some form of identification. Yeah, so Dern, you're in trouble, my son. You best clean that shit up because even Follow Dern can get banned. You be careful, Dern. Dern.
All right. So we spent longer on that segment than we did on our own review about Asus ROG. So let's talk about QuakeCon. Lots of other stuff has happened in StarCraft 2, but in QuakeCon. Basically, Quake Live TV did the production. Zoot and Disrepute from Level Up went over. Matt Conn was there from Quake Live TV, who handles some of the back end, like Trance. Apparently, it wasn't very good, QuakeCon, apart from the final game, which was awesome. It was DeHang versus Cypher. Cypher won 3-2 with a kind of a comeback series, apparently. I didn't actually watch it. I will look forward to watching that. And Cypher did actually say to me after DreamHack that he was going to win QuakeCon, so I believe that he was going to really motivated to train. And DeHang beat out Rafa to get into the finals. But overall...
Major join route as well.
Good job, Major. What else? Yeah, so apparently QuakeCon wasn't very good. Every time we call Slasher, he just talks. And yeah, apparently John Carmack spoke for 3.5 hours about glasses you can play Doom on in virtual reality.
Yeah, 3.5 hours, and that went over the duel, apparently, something like that.
Hmm?
Like the duel tournament was going on while that was happening, and
yeah, they played the semifinals. Release,
yeah,
off camera
was
exactly, and nobody could watch the duel final. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah.
That was great.
Because it took so long,
you
didn't stream the
quarterfinals.
Yeah.
John Carmack. Fucking boss.
Yeah.
Well, cool story.
Yeah.
Year after year, they somehow fuck it up.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
She looks so...
Mingles is a bad mother. She lost one of her own.
No, she didn't. Semler fucked up.
Semler did fuck up.
I didn't fuck up.
All right. Do you guys want to hear this?
Basically, we lost a kitten.
We had four kittens, right? And then...
Now we have three.
Because I've... Basically, I'll tell the story, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Sam.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and tell the story, because you were here when it happened, right?
Yes. So basically,
so you know exactly what happened, right?
Well, basically, this is what happened, right? So anyway, the story is that I was leaving, and the neighbor across the road had a little girl that was willing to look after the cats. But unfortunately, that neighbor was never home when I was here. So I just basically told Semla and also Evelyn. If they can, you know, go see the girl across the road and arrange for her to come look after the kittens while we were away.
Yeah, this doesn't...
That's already correct.
Oh, sure, that's correct. But it's not related to how the kitten got out.
Anyway, okay. So when I left, where they were all meant to clean the apartment, so the little girl would come in and not be scared by finding weird, you know, stuff.
And that was our part. And we did do our part.
And Apollo and Evelyn cleaned the whole house. Semla was out partying with a young Swedish woman of sorts. And then what happened is that before leaving, they had all the kittens inside, and Jeff, when he sleeps, he was sleeping in someone's room, he gets really hot, and he always opens the door. So when In Control opened the door, Jaeger and Mingles ran out. And then basically, they closed the door, and the other three kittens were left inside. So Semla put food out for the kitten and the mother outside, very responsible. And then they just came to Finland and told me that three cats are locked inside for 4 days, or whatever it was, with enough food and water, and two cats are outside. And I'm like, how is it possible to not handle this situation? So I said to Selma, I said, well, surely you must have left the door open, because the cats can look after themselves if they can go in and out. You know, just leave a door open. Like, who gives a fuck? And then Semla said, no, I did not leave a door open. A young kitten of only 10 weeks old is outside in the wild Sweden. And everybody knows there's polar bears in Sweden. So basically, I shouted at Semla and go, why don't you leave the fucking door open? Semla was like, because if I left the door open, people could come in and steal the TV. I'm like, who gives a fuck? We have insurance. If someone comes in and steals our shit, we just come back, smash a window, and then fake an insurance claim. Okay? And then, so basically, we came back, three kittens, they're very happy, they're indoors, it's been warm, they've had all their food. And Mingles has come back, and basically, we can't find fucking Jaeger. And Semla, all he needed to do was leave the door open.
You murderer.
And now we have to go and look for fucking Jaeger. And I'm actually angry. But Jaeger is the wildest one, so yeah. Chances are Jaeger's fine.
That's the thing. That's what you're like, there's so much context here that you're not giving to the crowd. Like, Jaeger, if anybody's going to survive outside, it's fucking Jaeger, because she hunts day and fucking night. She brings back the mice. She eats them. Ask Trance. She fucking decapitated one in front of him. So, I mean... Like, if anybody should be worried, it should be the fucking rats and shit outside right now, because Jaeger's on the loose.
And this is why Mingles is sat with me, because she knows I'm not a kitten killer.
I'm mad because James is throwing me under the bus intentionally, changing the story so that he can make a good story and so that I take all the shit, because all of you gullible fucks out there are just going to believe everything that he tells you. So, that's why I'm mad.
Tell me your story, Semla.
Jeff leaves the door open, so obviously two cats make a break for it. They get the fuck out. Okay, great. I'm not about to leave our house when we leave the fucking country unlocked.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? What do you mean? I come from fucking Los Angeles. You don't leave your shit unlocked. People come in and steal it. Do we have like fucking thousands of dollars of material in the house? That sounds like a good idea.
A big screen TV is replaceable. How many Jaegers you can sell?
She may have another five in there already, mate.
Yeah, we think she's prego again.
Motherfuck, dude, seriously. Nah.
Well, we saw that for a few weeks now.
I'm going to underline this entire story. The community and chat hate you.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you all. I'm going to have a cigarette.
Stay. Don't go with him. You'll never come back. I got you, Mingles.
What's after the break?
he's actually really mad at me. Well, the thing is like, come on, I was just like, I would have left the door open. Because it's like, we took all the equipment, it's only PCs here. And even if someone stole PCs, you kind of like, you keep everything on Google Docs anyway. You know, it's all your work's there. Yeah. And then, you know, if people break in your house and shit in your bed, it's like, yeah, so what, that's every Friday night. Who gives a fuck? Do I have to apologize to him in the break?
Jagger's probably fine.
Well, we're fine. Jagger will be fine, I actually think, as well, which is why I'm not really mad.
Murder.
Oh, I am mad.
She goes, kills everything.
But Mingles
she's
is going to
come with a
new
barking deer.
Everyone's saying, lock Semwell out in the chat.
You're a killing factory machine.
Lock him out, James. Give Semwell a bit of his own.
Yeah, should we lock him out for 4 days?
See what he does.
We'll see wild Semwell hunting with Jagger.
Jagger's going to come back with a barking
deer. We'll probably find Jagger. We're going to go around. We wanted to wait until the end of today, and then we're going to go around tomorrow. We're really tired today. We have everyone was traveling back, and then we're going to go around and we're going to look. Yeah,
it's probably under her house.
Mingles did look like she was outside looking for Jagger, though. The other kittens didn't even know.
Really?
Well, Major doesn't even. Major doesn't even recognize any of the cats every time he meets them.
Is that you? New friends.
Don't hate on Semler, but I would have left the door open. It's Sweden, it's like, whatever.
Let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Yeah. I don't want to have to apologize to him, though, during the break.
Don't have to apologize.
I don't know how bad
he
is, we'll find out. I'm not mad, it doesn't fucking matter.
Alright, he's not mad. No. Okay, he's outside smoking, laughing.
It's just my excuse to have a cigarette.
Really? Cheeky cunt. Apparently it's his excuse to have a cigarette. Which is, even makes me more mad, because he doesn't care. Hi, Mingles. You're very good at purring. Apparently, our landlady wants us to get rid of the cats and the kittens. So we've decided to get rid of the landlady.
Let's take a short break and then we'll come back with the...
That was a perfect break time.
That would have been a really good exit if Trance was awake.
Yeah. Even I knew it. Even I knew it would have been perfect.
Good break shot, Trance. Looks like we're back for part two already. Cat killer.
Right. Stinky Mingles.
So, back in a bit.
Stinky.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not going on a break, Trance.
Well, I'm just waiting for somebody to say. There we go.
I mean, come back me up.
Loud and clear, on my way.
Welcome back to the show, Goodlings, as you've now been called. We put Mingles in the wash and she shrunk. And this is actually, you guys complain that we don't always do interviews, but this cat is actually, this kitten is called Major. This is a bit of the retard one. And Major has just joined Root Gaming, haven't you, Major? How's it going at Root Gaming? Talking the talk. What? Major, Mike's over here. What? How much money do you get? What's that? The contract was perfect. You don't know what's going on. So this is Major from Root Gaming, live on the show, guys, bringing you the exclusive coverage. Major's a bit derpy. Boop.
Fuck.
What was that? Sam, get your fucking hands off.
It's okay.
Oh, why won't it open?
Major, he's cool, can man. Smell the blood on your fingers.
No comment. Oh shit, we've begun. This interview is a catastrophe.
Oh fuck.
Nope.
You don't care, do you?
Zero fucks given.
Cable. Oh, there's movement. That's cogs turning. Eat the cable. But of course, this is a very good QPad mouse, which has really good cables, and it's very hard for kittens to eat. That's the quality of QPad. Cable friendly. Okay. Are you even there? This is Trance's favorite cat.
Leave Major alone.
Major's awesome. He's really chill, actually.
Yeah,
there's really lots cool. of cat hair now on the thing. All right, so QuakeCon wasn't so good.
Yeah, Slasher's like, oh, I want to talk about it.
Slasher, does he want to come on and talk about it? Should we just get him on? At least then we'll have some good content. People are like, what am I watching? Yeah, the cat might have bad eyesight because he's got misty eyes.
Have you seen the meme of Semler?
Which one?
The one that's in the chat. The only one that's in the chat.
Kills a kitten.
Yeah. Europe kills a kitten.
This is actually
look
a meme.
It up.
James. The Scumbag Summer is actually a meme my buddy Vex.
Imagine
from
all
DLC
those
made.
People that are, you look, that are lying in their beds.
You look, bring up this. Bring
Trance
up the meme.
Has to help them out because they're too lazy to go and click. There's a lot of people like that.
What the fuck
was that?
That's actually. It actually looks like that could be your body size and something you wear.
Even the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, these guys are good.
When was that taken? Just before you came?
Yeah, that was my buddy Vex from BLC. He's like, moves to Europe, doesn't take Vex with him.
Alright. Well, now, we're actually, you know the show Finding Semler? We'll make a whole show about finding Jaiga, and it will be Semler on her camera.
What? Fuck, it's moving too fast, I can't click.
I can't.
Destroyer of kittens.
Alright, let's move on.
That's evil.
I'm not like, actually logged into
they
Skype.
They all look so happy, these kittens.
The others are really happy because they don't know what happened.
Especially not Major.
They think they're being evacuated from the country, but really Samler's taking them to some sort
are
of gas
Are you calling
chamber.
Slasher, are you?
Are we?
Are you?
What?
We're going to call Slash?
Apparently. Well, you might as well have some good content this evening. And we just let Slasher talk and do the show for us.
Yeah.
And we won't pay him for it. And then they say the same shit on Live on 3 tomorrow. And everyone will be like, boring. Heard it on the Good Studio.
This is how we take over the industry.
But, you know, we were kind of away this weekend. So it's worth Slasher helping and just...
He's trolling you. He's going to make you call and never pick up.
Slasher, pick up.
Because he knows that he wants the good shit tomorrow on his show.
Kitty massage. Go anywhere nice on your holidays?
Oh,
what's
you see
that?
This one? There comes the host.
We're not going where Jaiga is.
Have you seen your new meme, Semler? You've got a new one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Semler is not a good travel agent.
Catastrophically offered. Good shit.
Yeah, fuck Slasher. All right. So Slasher basically was going to say QuakeCon wasn't that good, and we were going to agree with him, but he was going to do it over 30 minutes anyway. You done? No? Okay.
The latest one is pretty good.
Okay, the other... Mm-hmm.
Look.
Someone is looking at the meme.
If that was a black cat, that would be good. Oh, well.
Talk about something!
No!
God damn it!
This is primetime TV.
God damn it, I'm going to leave in a minute with everyone else.
Let's see. 21-24, okay. So
you do the next thing.
What do we got? Well, I suppose the biggest bit is
play with
the
me,
press
Pat.
Release from Riot.
Yeah, go on, do it.
Trance, cover your ears. I know you're not going to want to listen to this. But Riot have apparently announced Season 3. And Season 3 is going to be a big fucking deal, apparently. Now, you, James, and Slash all mentioned CGS. So apparently this is something that's been done in the past, and it was a big deal. But Riot are saying that they're going to be building a studio / Coliseum, etc., to be able to watch League of Legends in Los Angeles. They're going to be flying teams out to live in Los Angeles, pay them salaries. And the big thing is that Season 3 is going to have $25 million up for grabs in it. Whether that be through salaries, endorsements, prize pools, whatever, $25 million for a major league. And they're treating it exactly like sports, apparently. So it's going to be like a major league, football, you know, soccer, whatever. And then MLG, ESL, IM, all that jazz is just going to be considered minor leagues. So
maybe they can make their own esports.
Maybe they can make their own. Exactly, casual esports.
They can get rid of the fuck of them.
No, what they're doing is...
Never invite them to another event.
Basically, League of Legends, and I heard rumors about this, but they're going to keep like MLG, IEM, and all that other stuff, but they're going to be considered minor events of the big league.
Of the big league, the Champions League.
Riot are going to basically create...
Oh, he boops you. Yeah,
boop. So Riot are going to create their own league, put up lots of money, they're building a stadium in LA, and basically they're... doing bigger stuff that they're more in control of. I'm just wondering what they're really, you know, trying to achieve by... Boop. What are you doing? Not booping me.
Want to press?
And then they're so... Very distracting, Kitty. And then I'm wondering what they're going to do next, because, you know, they might do something like buy own 3D.tv or something and turn it into the League of Legends stream. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't know. Like, it's a really big venture to go into.
So, what would you say is the difference of doing this now and what CGS did it back in 2007?
Well, CGS was different because CGS, they didn't get anything from... CGS basically was a big league that they ended up actually paying the team salaries and they owned all the teams. As far as I know, they don't own the teams, but they are actually going to be putting in money to the people that are in the league. So teams will get money additionally
I think the press release stated that the players will still be receiving the team salaries, that this kind of salary from Riot will be on top of that. So potentially, you know, players in these teams, you know, big teams could actually be getting quite a bit.
Yeah, and so CGS, the big difference is that CGS were trying to build the entertainment side of esports within a TV show. Yeah. And Riot are actually doing something which directly relates to their product, which is show their game and sell more in-game pants and whatever the hell they sell. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense and it can work, but it also is, you know, kind of like stating that... in a way with the prize money, because it's never been done that big before, they are kind of saying we are the biggest esport.
That's exactly what they're doing.
But which they potentially can be. They can be the biggest esport. But, you know, the same. I look at Riot, you know, the same way as I kind of look at, like, HD and Husky as in StarCraft 2. Basically, HD and Husky in StarCraft 2 are like the doormen of StarCraft 2. They get you in with their YouTube videos, and then you get the real deal, which is Apollo. Riot are the doormen of MOBA, where you join... with Riot, as they get you in, because they have all this marketing budget, and then you find Dota 2, and then you're very pleased with yourself. So, whatever. Spend the money. No, killing. Kitty massage.
He looks so happy right now.
He is happy. Really happy cat. A bit stinky. Yeah. Stinky cat. So it's going to be big, and it's going to be good for esports, and it's going to be good for Riot, and it's going to be good for the teams. But it kind of separates them from what esports is, where it's really driven by the community and the events. Mm-hmm. But as long as they're still keeping, like, you know, Intel Extreme Masters and NLG and stuff. But I do somewhat think that maybe, do they really need to do it all in-house? Do they need to build a huge stadium?
Yeah, and just to clarify for everybody wondering as to why I was asking in a couple of those interviews, the Korean players in particular about League of Legends, it was because, well, primarily MC was practicing or playing on League of Legends for most of the weekend, but also because LoL is the game that's... Whoa, dude, it almost fell off. Taking over Korea. Like, every PC bang you go into, League of Legends is there. Every game that... it's just the game of Korea now. Almost more so than, you know, like StarCraft 2, most definitely, and Brood War. So, you know, it's good to get an opinion of StarCraft 2 pros to see exactly what they think of the game and, you know, how far do they want to take it, etc. Most of them just consider it to be like funsy time where they just, you know, if they want to unwind from StarCraft 2, they'll play some League of Legends.
Yeah, and League of Legends gave all the characters for free to these PC centers, etc. So, you know, it was a good marketing tactic out there. But, yeah, okay. Let's continue. Because it is good. Like, trust me, like, it will end up helping esports in the long term and the publicity they're bringing. What am I doing? I'm going into the news thread. There it is. Also, Too Good hoping to take over Zotac Cups within Quake. Basically, Zotac finished, and I am looking for a sponsor to come in and take it over. I've talked to a couple. And I'll talk to a couple more. So basically, if I can replace Zotac Cups on every Sunday, we won't do it here at the Good Studio. For Quake. Zotac Cups for Quake. We'll actually give the opportunity to Zoot and Disrepute to represent that cup. And we don't even need it named after us. It will just be whatever cup sponsored by. Okay. how is it going over there in the corner? Do you need a kitten as well?
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, he's just getting comfy. What are you doing?
Semler, there was a kitten here.
Semler!
You had it a minute ago.
Semler!
Where's it gone?
Semler's killed another kitten, everybody.
Trance, your cat really does stink a little bit.
Might need to get
I think after Semler strokes him, he sawed himself. Trance changed the camera.
Imagine if the kitten got revenge on his little brother or sister. Imagine if that kitten jumped at Semler. Imagine how good of a show it would become.
That would be really
Semler
funny.
Getting scratched in the face by a kitten.
Duh, he soiled himself, says Fish Sticks. all right, we got Dota 2 left.
Yeah.
And so Wepaz is interested in Dota 2. So Wepaz, what's been going on this week?
Bunch of upset.
I
actually have some. I know some things, like in the defense, Bottom beat out Na'Vi in the lower bracket.
Yeah, 2-0. Correct. 1 point.
Bottom's been beating like everything.
Don't get a point for that.
Was it?
You can only have.
Bottom won Pro Dota 2 League, and CLG came second. Mousesports came
correct.
Third.
Mm-hmm.
So CLG beat out Mousesports in the lower bracket, and CLG lost twice to Potomorum.
What's the big thing though? They knocked Na'Vi out of the defense.
Yeah, I already said that. 2-0.
Right, you're on 3 points for your Dota 2 segment so far. You also need to try to get up to 5 points. So two new pieces.
Mousesports, they forced their players over to own 3D because Mousesports.
You get half a point for that because no one likes own 3D. Yeah, which are the best and the greatest.
Which is sad because the players seem to not like it either.
Yeah.
From what I heard, Come With Me is still streaming a bit on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And then you get half a point, 3.5 points for 1.5 more points. Can you tell us about some of the other?
Well, there were some other stuff in the defense. Oh, Zenith dropped out of 2 tournaments, Beyond the Summit.
Holy shit, you're correct.
And did they drop out of Pro Dota as well?
Zenith dropped out of...
Beyond the Summit and...
Fighting. No, I got it here. Zenith withdraws from 2 tournaments, citing their desire to train privately for the International 2012.
Yeah,
the team will no longer compete in the $1,000 tournaments. And the two tournaments they withdrew from, I don't know. But
I know Beyond the Summit was one of them.
Okay, well, you're up to 4.5 points. You need half a more point, Weppas.
What does he win when he gets half?
Huh?
What does he win?
I don't know. We don't lock him outside for 3 days. Like a
rumors
dickhead.
About Team Dignitas picking up a Dota 2 team.
What's this?
Rumors about Team Dignitas picking up a Dota 2 team.
Doesn't really count. That's a quarter of a point because it's just a rumor. And Apollo probably told you that and it's a lie.
No, anything
about the international? And about Hero releasing?
Yeah, there's not going to be any more Hero releases from the three last, which was, what was it, Visage, Nyx Assassin, and Keeper of the Light.
Yay!
So there's not going to be any more Hero releases, so people can play all of the heroes and get used to it.
You're useful. How does it feel?
Good.
Samla, are you jealous?
What were the changes to the...
They changed the Captain's Mode UI for spectators. So they have the bands are pretty much the same size, but on the side instead. And then you have four or five big, like, squares instead, where you can see, like, the abilities of the heroes they pick as well. So everybody's going to redo their overlays.
Fun.
Yay!
We don't have to worry about that, do we?
And I read something on Twitter as well.
Oh, Jesus. Don't actually taunt him to Hellspawn. Shut the fuck up for one.
No, but there's only three Russian players that haven't got visas yet. So it looks like Moscow 5 is going to play. They're only missing one player. I can't remember who. God in Darrer is missing his visa, but he's working on it. Mm-hmm. And Arshart from Na'Vi is working on his visa. And if those three get it, everybody from Russia is going to go, so...
Actually, this is probably the best Dota 2 segment we've had on the show.
Yeah.
And the casters, I don't know, by the way. But I know Vilak got rejected the first time because they didn't like believe him that cyber esports existed or whatever. I don't know. So you got to come back and do it again. But yeah, Mousesports, they're going there. But unless another team isn't showing up, they're not going to be able to play.
Okay.
You're saying that there were rumors about Dignitas picking up a Dota 2 team, and Newman posted a tweet 7th of August of today.
What did
he say? Well, I guess it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard to figure out.
I don't figure it out
before.
Yeah, but we know what team.
I think it's we as Asians.
All right. So we'll see if PB joined TD. All right, so in the fighting game community, SVO was on, which I believe is the Japanese invitational tournament for fighting games, and Justin Wong won. It's really hard to say that. Justin Wong won. And apparently Slasher said Stream is a heap of shit via his Twitter.
Apparently Slasher is back and wants us to call him.
All right, we'll call him in a minute.
Yeah.
Just in a moment. And that's it. That's the end of the show.
Yay.
We made it, guys.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
As far as all the LOL news is concerned, that was Slasher. So just,
Ari, I see a kitten.
Yeah, that's Ari.
Are we not talking to Slasher at all, then?
Ari, come here. Ari, you're not safe walking around by yourself.
Yeah,
Ari, listen to me.
Yeah, right.
No,
back
that's
your
Sochi.
Bags.
That's not Ari, that's Sochi.
And run.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what's something we haven't talked about?
Yeah, it's Sochi.
Ari,
it's Sochi, yeah.
Do you know something we haven't talked about, Samler and James?
Sochi.
We haven't talked about CNN.
We haven't talked about CNN.
Oh.
CNN and their article belittling, or not belittling
two different ones.
What?
No, but they had two different ones,
Trance is like,
right?
Shut up, Paul, and I go back to bed. But I watched everything, but I don't know about everyone else, but I'd be more than excited to hear Semler's and Too Good's opinion on it.
CNN?
Yeah, the way that they documented stuff about StarCraft. Portrayed.
Basically, they were basically saying gaming was more of an addiction.
Yeah. No, well, that was when they realized, oh shit. But the thing is that the first article, the one that should have counted the most, portrayed gaming as this negative force on children's lives across the world, and that it's poison, that it's addictive, and blah, blah, blah. They might have always called it heroin, because your life goes to shit if you start gaming. And then they showed pro gamers that are successful. It was, I don't know, I was nonplussed.
Well, I don't know. But you also, sometimes some people do become professional gamers because they might be having problems at home or whatever when they're younger and do, you know, get addicted to video games because it's more fun than a sucky life.
I think it's,
to be honest, that's your decision because if life sucks and video games are awesome,
I think it's true to a certain extent.
Move to a country where you get welfare.
I think CNN, I mean, a lot of people are hating on them, but I think it's true to a certain extent. Maybe not to the same degree they announced it as, but do you reckon, like, if you think about your own game, Quake, whatever, that you're not addicted to it?
But I'm addicted to StarCraft. I got addicted not to the game, but to the competition. Because it was easier for me to play video games competitively than it was to play sports. Because to play a sport, I would have to put on equipment, go down, and pay money. And I could play video games competitively, and it was more fun. So I just got addicted to the fun and the competition. Mm-hmm. But they don't call athletes, you know, addicted to football and stuff. But, you know, it was for me,
but
it was better.
But they are,
than
in
sport.
A way.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, it's like
they
people
don't
who come out from retirement and in real sports, mm-hmm. they're technically addicted too, because they come out because they quit and then they can't quit. They want to go back, so they come out of retirement. It's the same thing with esports. When I go to live events, I mean, I pick people that watch at home too, right? That watch tournaments. And then as soon as it's over, they're like, God, I just want to play myself now. No, it's the same thing. So it is true to a certain extent what they say, but they made it look worse than it actually is. It is true. People are addicted to games. Otherwise, we wouldn't play them.
People are addicted to everything.
Yeah. You're addicted to everything. It's like, you know, a coffee in the morning. It's, you know, addiction may not be a bad thing, though.
Mind
Apollo's
right.
Blown. I'm going to say something really deep on this show. It's going to be about...
And then I'm going to wave my hands around.
And then I'm going to go, mind blown. Okay, yeah, so... everyone's asking how Reborn's going. Reborn's going good. We are talking to people about funding. The people we're talking to about funding are like, this sounds pretty good. So as long as I don't fuck up and they don't find out that secretly the good studio is just a front to our crack house that we ran out back, then we'll be okay. And I should have said okay, not okay.
I guess we could mention the OSL.
Oh yeah,
the
OSL.
Thing is just, I'm not as familiar with the Brood War scene. Did you follow any of that, Apollo? I think it was Jangbi who took
Jangbi
out Fantasy.
Versus Fantasy,
and
yeah.
Took him out 3-1, ended with a DT rush. That game I watched, the last game I was able to watch.
I was working at Asus ROG, so I didn't watch it, but it was a sad day.
Yeah.
A lot of people had to respect that. I hated people that tweeted about it, that were like, I don't give a crap about OSL, it's all about StarCraft 2. No. It's like, even StarCraft 2 should pay respect to the finals. It's
I would have watched it if I didn't produce.
So. Yeah. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. It was the last one ever.
Very
emotional
Legend
for
match
a lot
was,
of fans.
Wasn't Legend Match quite cool as well?
That was what, Yellow and Boxer?
Yeah, Yellow and Boxer.
Joel Tilgreen is in the chat. The guy that got trolled by the fake Apollo. The guy you met, Joel Tilgreen, is in chat. Do you have anything to say to him, Apollo?
Hello, mate. Next time you can buy me the Subway.
Because I'm a famous StarCraft 2 caster.
Because I'm a famous StarCraft 2 caster. Tiraso, Centrum.
That's like the hotspot, man.
Upstairs.
But
yeah.
Also, Dern, are you going to apologize to Joel? Dern, in chat.
Dern.
You going to apologize?
Dern. Calling you out, buddy.
Yeah, Dern didn't apologize. That was a trick question, Dern. If you were to apologize, you would have been kicked from the Good Studio team. You never apologize for trolling. Never. Good job, Dern.
What? That was a good test. I passed mine with flying colors and didn't follow me right the way through.
Are we done with the news?
Yeah, we're pretty much done with the news.
The meeting segment.
All right, yeah, what are we doing?
Give some updates.
Basically, yeah, we're going to move the studio probably for the end of August. I'm out of the country twice this month, so it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You are out of the country as well?
Yeah, Gamescom.
I'm out of the country.
I'm going to Gamescom.
He'll be at Rally. You're going to be at the International. He's going to be at Gamescom.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're going to Gamescom. What are you going? Okay, you're doing Twitch stuff. What are you doing?
I'm doing MLG.
You're doing MLG.
There's a Rally in a couple of weeks. So right. Championship.
Are you out of the country?
Fuck no. Oh, I might go to France, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Might be, well,
couple times. What are you
doing?
This
is going to be fun.
I don't know.
Literally, I honestly think we're going to have to put stuff on hold until the end of August.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I wouldn't
Well,
mind.
We got to put it on hold to build anyway.
If you want to be successful.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, yeah, in September, we're all busy too. We're all doing the DreamHack. We're all doing Spain.
If we take a break now, I'll have time to actually build the proper studio.
Mm. Yeah, but like, if we take a break now.
I can't travel and I can't build the studio at the same time.
No, but if we take a break now, we can start building, and when you travel, you travel. No.
So you want to take a break after this take a show? Break. We're going on a break directly after this.
I don't know.
Looks like how are we building the new studio?
Yeah, we're throwing something out.
Because I'm waiting on invoices to be paid to be able to buy stuff for the new studio.
Exactly.
But don't we need to wait until Will moves before we move similar?
Well, yeah, but he's going to move in 2 days.
Tomorrow or next day or something.
Okay. Yeah, he's leaving on.
Right. So Thursday. I wouldn't mind like rewriting the shows somewhere. A bit. and upping the production value. We need to also start working with the web team on the website.
We do something this week, including an arena this weekend, and then we take the break.
Well, it's supposed to be Quake Live this weekend.
Yeah, we should do Quake Live this weekend just to show QuakeCon how to stream a tournament.
yeah. That's the 12th, and then Gamescom is like 15th.
People are like, Trance, when you wear a mic.
I'll happily do Quake Live this weekend. I'd love to see some Quake.
But we can take a 2 week break from the 12th till the end of August.
And then we build a new studio.
And we try and build a new studio.
What are we going to do with the new
and
studio?
Then and then everybody should follow Apollo and watch his stream instead. I'll stream. I'll keep the content going.
Yeah, do you just want to stream?
Yeah!
So basically, for 2 weeks, it's only Apollo all day, every day.
That is exactly what every nerd's dream consists of.
With a random appearance by
Webpass,
say that now and then.
Yeah. If Apollo is tired, I'll stream. I guess.
Look, the amount of people, Webpass, I'm sure it's the same for you too.
Meonix apparently.
People
want to
watch us, Webpass. We're funny people.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Wait, I'm going to Meonix. They're a Swedish peripheral manufacturer that have raised recently investment.
Tomorrow is
my birthday. We've got to fix my channel then.
We can't
stream in a good studio. It's cheating.
Okay.
When we heard that Johan had left his previous team and was interested in participating in IEM, we felt it was the natural step for us to offer him that possibility. As a part of our approach into esports and to keep our building brand awareness within the scene, we are proud to work together with Johan and are confident that this partnership will lead to great things ahead, says Peter Nygren, CEO of Meonix. And what did Nannyware not say, but we're going to read it anyway. I'm excited to have Meonix. Right, whatever. So basically, Meonix, for those who don't know, Swedish peripheral manufacturer.
Wait, Nannyware's got a team?
Yeah, he just got picked up by Meonix.
Really, right now?
Like a single sponsor.
I totally was not listening. I'm so sorry.
Good job, mate. I was writing on Twitter. I was just about to tweet that I'm going to stream again tomorrow, but
he's got a team?
No, he's got Meonix. You know Meonix?
No, I don't.
Meonix is basically a Swedish peripheral manufacturer. Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of nice guys within the company that I met. Quite small and unknown, and this will put them on the map. Not as cool as QPad, though.
Swedish computers,
but you know, it's cool.
Wow. So, dude, that's happening a lot because a lot of people are getting individual sponsorships. Who was it? Xlol got
Violet.
XMG or whatever.
Violet got
Violet's
by
individually sponsored. MC's basically individually sponsored. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that now. A lot of people are just saying, fuck the teams.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, it helps a little bit, but to a certain extent, it doesn't really matter that much.
Nah, I'm using a QPad mouse.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool for Nannyware. At least he found somebody that would accept him.
Yeah, no, it's cool for Meonix as well. So, that's good.
I'm grubby too.
I actually have people from Skype on Meonix. Let me see if they're awake. I'll be like, yo, what up? Meonix. I actually have the CEO, I think. Yeah. Let me just ask him.
Right.
You awake? Wanna do a live call on the good show?
Bling is on Team Dignitas.
Nannyware. 5k viewers. Are you leaving?
No, I need the toilet.
You need the toilet. Okay. Yeah, I just messaged Peter, and I'll see if he replies, and then I'll ring him at 10 o'clock in the evening. Cool the CEO. They can give him a chance to pimp his company. He'd be supporting Nanny Wen.
Yeah. He's going to just get back to us and be like, it's a
I have the other guy as well. Is it Richard? Richard is also Mionix.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got the other guy as well. I got Richard. Yo. Want to do a live call about Nanny Wen? We have it.
It's going to be fluff and stuff.
Nah, Richard's crazy. I don't have anyone else from Mionix on my... Oh, I actually got both of them replied. Peter says... Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Well, so, we got both dudes from Mionix, like the COO and the CEO. They both replied. And the COO says Peter's better. And the CEO is maybe going to call us or in a moment. I'll say when. And we can hear what he's got to say about the strategy.
Pause. Fantastic.
Comment about the latest Quake Live update. I haven't played Quake Live, but I played the latest Warsaw, and it was quite fun. I did enjoy Warsaw.
Yeah, I was watching it last night, yeah. That was good. That looked like fun.
So we'll wait for this. So we're gonna take like a little break. Apollo's gonna stream. We're gonna build a studio, rewrite some shows, come back stronger, better, faster, and something.
Harder?
Yes.
Since the band lady was here yesterday, did she mention anything about Fiber Guys?
The Fiber Guys came, and then they're coming back to fix the internet during August, apparently.
Did they call her after?
And then so we're gonna have Fiber.
She didn't say any date or anything.
No, she didn't tell me when. But we're gonna have Fiber, so we can actually do like multiple streams and studios, huh?
You reckon we're gonna have it by the end of August?
We should have, like, when the studio's done.
And also,
he's under the house, man. The cable's right there.
Asus were really happy with us, and we might be able to get some, you know, more stuff going with them. So thanks everybody that liked the Facebook page, by the way.
That did help quite a bit.
Because that was facebook.com/ROG Nordic. They really they really liked the event, and so you guys that watched and liked Asus really will make our life easier going forward because we'll be able to do some more stuff. Fiber, we'll be able to get 100-100. One gig. We're getting a 1 gig line, which is cool because then we can have multiple shows running at the same time and we can do more content.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was as well, the website. We're working on the website now with the good web team, which is like 4 crack team professionals that do stuff. And then someone's replying to me on Skype and I don't know who it is. Oh, Peter. Why you tell me to wait?
Oh, that's a good gift.
Yeah, that was really good.
What's the gift?
Yeah, that was quite fun.
Shit. Stop moving, chat. Let me click.
What? That gift was really good.
Is it Apollo?
Do you have it? I'm going to show it.
What in the fuck?
Trans, is my mic off?
No, it's on.
Hold it, give me a sec, because my fluff's come off.
Your fluff.
Am I off? Alright, I'm going to put my fluff back on. Alright, my fluff's back on.
So
Peter's going to miss his chance. Because we're going to close the show.
What is he doing?
Oh, he might be getting a headset or something. Fun. Apparently, Mionic needs to make some.
So, last show this weekend, then break for 2 weeks. More or less, that's the plan.
Oh, he's ready. We're going to call Peter, the CEO of Mionix. And he better not pimp his company too awesomely.
What's Peter and what's his other name?
Peter NYGREN. Yeah.
They do have gaming audio.
What's that sound? Holy shit, there's a daddy long legs.
Daddy long legs.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, James. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. We have a horrible Skype connection to you. We'll bring you up on screen. No, it looks good now. You look good. Wait, bring him up. He's up. Hey, it's Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hello, Peter. A lot of people don't know about your company when you announced that you were supporting Nannyware. So you've already made your money's worth. You could probably drop him next week.
That was a hard one. Thank you, James.
But can you tell us a little bit about Mionix and who you are and how you got into making products in a quick version so everyone doesn't get bored of you and hate you? We want them to like you, Peter. Oh, apparently they don't make webcams. This might be us. This might be us, though. This might be our internet.
Are you on the regular or on the 4G?
Yeah. Oh. Wait. Wait, you're back. You're back. We missed the intro, Peter. Can you tell us a little bit about Mionix?
Yeah, that's cool. Started in 2007, released the first product in 2008. We are from Sweden, based in a town called Växjö in the southern part, close to Jönköping, where DreamHack is.
Okay.
Basically, we're quite early on the market. There is, of course, quite many new brands which have popped up as well. But when we were in the plans to start Mionix, there were basically Razer and Logitech, and we wanted to take the best of both worlds. And so we did release some new products, and then we realized that, damn, we need to do something better, and then we put quite much effort on doing new products, and our most successful product right now is the NEOS 5000, which and the NEOS 3200, which is the little brother, which have been very popular.
Is that a mouse, or is that...
Yeah, it's a mouse.
Oh, okay, that's a mouse. Oh, yeah, NEOS 3200 and the NEOS 5000. So how did you get the opportunity to pick up Nannyware? Like, how did that come about? Because that's a huge pickup, because he's one of the only people that could probably be a solo sponsor along with Stefano, you know, from Europe.
Exactly. Yeah, well... we like to surprise. I guess you were at DreamHack now this summer when we brought PewDiePie and almost created a riot.
Yeah.
Downstairs at DreamHack.
That guy was weird.
Yeah, but you know, we're going to do quite cool things like that.
Okay.
From now on. And you will probably see some differences already in the following weeks. So we got in some investments earlier this year as well. So. Now we got some money, and now we really got to push. That's for sure.
Okay, and Nannyware rages a lot sometimes and might try and smash a keyboard. Would it work?
To be honest, that's what our product is built for. We say that the Cybel 60, our mechanical keyboard, is rage-proof. It actually stands on the back of the package. So
really? Oh, I just gave you a really good marketing gimmick there. You better send me something now.
You definitely just tried to take me down. I know you, James.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Peter. You don't know me at all. Damn, he knows me too well. can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from Nannyware within the support of Mionix? Like, where's he going to live? Where's he want? What events does he want to go to? You know, how are you going to support him? Because obviously, if you're the only sponsor, pretty much, you know, he's flying around on your cash, I guess.
Yeah, well, what we have agreed about right now is that we bring him to Gamescom and do some stuff over there. But what he had told us is that he wants to live in Korea and... stay there and play in the house over there, and we would do our best to support him and bring him to all the events he wants to go to.
You do realize that Nannyware is probably really shit at doing like PR and marketing things in front of people. Unlike EG, but he plays the game good. So is that what are you going to focus on with him? Like, how are you going to use Nannyware to push your brand? Is it just him playing or...
Well, to be honest, I'm not the right person to answer that question. I guess that's more up to Anders, our eSport manager. Yeah. So
good dodge.
Yeah, I tried to at least. To be honest, I don't have all the answers. I'm sorry.
No, but it's really fantastic, and I think that it in a way that the other interesting question for me as well, because obviously. Nannyware isn't within a agency. You've contacted him directly. So in a way, you're also responsible for the management of his bookings. You're also responsible sometimes for maybe looking after him at events, making sure he's got the right hotels. And you're also kind of responsible because if you're just going to leave him by himself to train, you also could consider yourself responsible to kind of be that support. So who from Mionix is looking after his travel and, you know, all this other stuff, and who's going to keep an eye on his training? And
that's Anders.
Anders. So you basically have an in-house Nannyware manager.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Does he have, like, a helmet and protective armor and a shield? for his first
event.
You have,
like, the whole kitchen up.
Okay.
Or my Onyx.
Oh, cool. All right, Peter. It's a really great pickup, and I'm really glad that people within the StarCraft community that will know who now know who Mionics are. And I think Naniwa will continue to do well. So is there anything you want to say before we let you go?
Not really. I just want to show this.
Oh, flashy lights. I can hardly contain myself as a casual gamer.
Definitely. Okay, take care, guys. See you on GameStop.
Yeah, see you later.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Was that like a new mouse or something? I don't know.
That was the mouse, probably.
Oh, that was the mouse.
It's got those flaps on the side, which I'm not a big fan of.
The keypad. Yeah. It's like similar to the keypad mouse.
But the thing is that he's got his company's name completely on the map now. Because everyone's going to know that, which is actually big.
But it's also good for the scene, because I do believe that teams will become something of the past once the players become a status of people like Naniwa and Stefano. Teams will exist, but I think it's a natural progression. I'm happy for Mionics. I think that's a great pickup. They are nice guys over there. I also think Naniwa is a good move, but also could be a risky move. It's not nothing to do with their finances. It's nothing to do with what's going on. It's also that when Naniwa is making decisions and he wants to live here and wants to train with this house, you know, Mionics are the ones to support him. And hopefully Anders, as they mentioned, is going to have the ability to be a good player manager and, you know, a good asset to Naniwa. Mm-hmm. But if Naniwa's joined and that, you know, is something that he's decided to do, well, that's a kitten there. You know, he's probably got, you know, more information than we, and probably it's a good move. So there you go. And that was Peter. He's a really nice guy, by the way. So
yeah, he looks good.
Yeah. No, he is a nice guy. Like, literally, I've met all those guys. Someone just said saying Tuga calling people nice guys makes me cringe.
Don't fight the chat.
Some people that aren't nice guys in the industry.
Yeah, I'm going to make dinner as well.
We good?
We'll fight over the cooker.
Yeah. No, I need the oven.
Yeah.
You
can have the oven. You're just all alone, you know that. Right.
Hmm?
What are you going on about?
Dinner plans on the show.
Dinner plans?
Yeah. Me and Webpass going on a date.
What?
Mickey D's.
Mickey
D's?
I'm hungry.
Why?
You hungry? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make dinner.
Because that's the only thing that's open right now.
Oh, I'm going to make dinner.
You're going to make something.
Yep.
Me too.
All right, guys.
I only have two.
Someone's like, I heard he was a bit of a twat. I don't know. He's not a nice guy. Similar kitten killer. Mm. Alright guys, thanks for watching The Good Show, episode 14, powered by Asus, who we've now become best friends with. Thanks Asus for letting us rock your event and make mum jokes at my mum's expense. I can't even complain about that because I did it more. What the fuck is this?
It's the Safari. Safari shirt.
Yeah, this shirt is a bit fucked up. Let me bring show it up
it.
On the
show
thing.
Show it.
Show the beach before we go.
Alright. Oh, hey, shit.
Good shit show to whoever did trance. That one.
Similar. I know, I'm getting all the others up. Jesus Christ, just give me a friggin' second, guys. Look, there's lots of links.
Similar. Show it.
Yeah, we're still on.
Yeah, I got it.
Go on, Trance.
Nah, it's not looking good. Nah, right, no, I'm just clicking on
it. Samuel's gonna die.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the fucking Safari one. Well, Jesus, it's the same one. You can just leave up the chat. Well, I don't know.
There it is. I got it.
Yay! I actually fit in perfectly with my Safari. It should be like,
you know,
we're looking for Jigers.
I'm not going to lie, it looks a little bit like your brother in the back.
Yeah.
It should be like, we're looking for Jigers. But as all pecking orders go, we can firmly believe that over here, that's pretty much what Semler is to us. Drive me, bitch.
Oh, dude, you're so fucking mad.
Oh, I just wanted to try and get an insult in that was horribly racist and mean. But we're looking for Jigers. casual racism.
Want some food now, Master? Don't beat me tonight, eh, Mas?
Wait. Oh, you're only allowed to do racial jokes if you mean.
Let's get out of here.
Because I am 9 inches black, so it's okay, people. I can get away with it.
Shit. If there was a line that we could cross, I think we just found it. All right.
Yep. Well, we're good. Close. We'll be back, and when we come back on the shows, it will be Apollo, and then when we come back, we'll be the new studio, and I'm still talking to stuff about the game. It's going great, so don't worry. Reborn's in development, and we've done more stuff, and that's nice, too. We love you, but not as much as Semler loves killing cats.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해 그런 선어해 오빤 강남 스타일